Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2025, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Christy Spurka. Christy is your tour guide to inner healing. She gives live readings on Facebook every week and hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's got another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Christy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 2025 Voices of Women International Women's Day Summit. I am so happy and excited to be here with you today and bring my special guest, Jessica Turretz, to you today to talk about the Entrepreneur's Intuition Advantage, three hidden keys to unlock next level growth. So I'm super pumped to hear all about this as an entrepreneur myself. Jessica, can you tell us why you got so passionate about this topic in the first place?
Yeah. I was thinking as you were so beautifully guiding me to, you know, take a couple of breaths and to get ready, that the emotion that I'm feeling that I thought might be nervousness is just this, like, this deep passion that I have for everything that we're here to talk about, because there really is a way in which this work saved my life. And I'll get to that in a moment. But really, what are we here to talk about in the first place? I believe that we are all intuitive. And I believe that intuition is what guided me to living really the happiest life that I've had right now. And it wasn't always like this. I was not someone who was naturally, quote unquote, intuitive. Growing up, I was very awkward, very disconnected. I would have never thought of myself as someone who was intuitive, and yet I was drawn to all of these things that were kind of tangential to intuition. I became a yoga teacher. I was an energy healer. And as I started to try to build my own business doing these things, I found that I was really struggling. Now I look back on it and I call it my strugglepreneur era.
I can relate.
Yeah. So I don't know. I if we've got entrepreneurs here, I'm curious how many of you can relate to that.
Pop a smiley face in the chat if you can relate to what Jessica's talking about, the struggle entrepreneurs era.
Strugglepreneur. I'm coining the term.
Love it.
Because it's where a lot of us start out, right? And I'm really convinced now on the other side of this that the only reason we start there is because of a disconnection from our intuition. And so,
wow.
Yeah. So while I was kind of doing the doggy paddle, exhausted, doing what I love, but not really having the energy to enjoy it or appreciate it, and questioning whether I was even doing the right thing in the first place and whether, you know, I should go to my quote unquote plan B, like my parents thought I should, which, and let's face it, I never had a plan B. If you're an entrepreneur, chances are you don't have a plan B because you're doing it because it's what you're called to do, right? Why else would we do this?
Yeah.
And all of the exhaustion and all of that stuckness and all of that feeling like, oh, I'm looking around seeing everyone else doing this and I'm learning all of the ways and investing in all of these trainings and programs to try to figure out what to do, except it's working for everyone else and not for me. And what am I doing wrong? That was a lot on its own. And then I was living by myself at the time in an apartment building in Brooklyn, and my next door neighbors found that they could no longer handle having three children, the youngest of which was a toddler, and they were screaming, not just all day, but all night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. So here I am in this exhausted, depleted, just what's wrong with me kind of place. And now not only am I losing sleep, but every time I wake up in the middle of the night, my inner child is woken up to.
Wow.
And she's woken up to the hurt and the pain that I really had no idea. I still had not yet processed. And
wow,
this sent me spiraling into this really deep depression. And so one day, I'm lying on my living room floor in the dark. And if you've ever been in a place like this, you know it's really hard to see that there's another side to this when you're in it. And I'm just by myself in the dark. And I do a lot of out there woo-woo things right now, but nothing like this has ever happened to me before or since. out of nowhere, I hear this booming voice and it says, it is now life or death. Wow. Connect to your intuition. And before I could even think, who is this? Was there someone in my apartment? It sounded like there was someone there. Really, the first thought in my mind was that I had never heard anything more true. And I didn't know what that meant, though, at that point. I didn't know what it meant to connect to your intuition. And so I did what I knew how to do at the time. I researched and I took classes.
Perfect.
And so it took me, you know, years of learning and integration to get to where I am now, which is living my life from place of my inner knowing.
That's so beautiful.
And I believe that our intuition is the light that illuminates the path from what feels impossible, like getting to the other side of that moment, to the bigger, brighter reality that is your soul's true intention.
Wow.
And so the tips that I want to share today take a little bit of a different approach. Rather than teaching three ways to connect to your intuition, which you can easily find on the internet, I look at it a little bit differently. You are profoundly intuitive. And there are, as you know, as since you're a human being living in the world, there are things that come between you and your inner knowing. And so we're going to identify three ways that you have interrupted the connection between yourself and your intuition so that you can begin to dismantle them.
Oh, what a blessing to have you here with us today, Jessica. I am so excited what these three ways that we've disconnected ourselves are.
Thank you. I'm excited to share this too because I really believe that the struggle that got me to the place where I had to learn is avoidable. So the first tip is that, well, actually, before I say the first tip, I want to know this. How many of you have a big goal? And you create goal in the chat if you've got one.
Yep.
Or if you want one, maybe your big goal is to have a big goal.
Sometimes that is the goal, just to create one, right? Been there too.
So you might want to take a moment to write down on a piece of paper. Yes. What that goal. And if you want to share the goal with us, by the way, in the chat, I'd love to hear. Or at least write it down on a piece of paper for yourself so you can know what that goal is. Because we're going to break it down a little bit. So the tip number one is that your goals are not always your soul's goals.
And
I'll say what I mean about that, because a lot of you have this big goal that lights you up. Mm-hmm. And yet when we pull back the curtain and we look at your operating definition of success, what you believe you are supposed to achieve and who you believe you need to be, right? We all have this conditioning as a practice of going through the world and seeing images of what success can or should be in other people's eyes. This influences what we think when we think of what we want. And so when I work with my clients, we work on identifying and then dismantling those projected identities, those things we think we should be. And sometimes the goal itself doesn't change at all, but the energy we bring to the goal changes. And sometimes the goal does change completely. And we realize what we thought was important to us isn't. So the idea isn't that you've got to change your goals because they're inherently wrong. It's that when you can identify the things that you believe you should be, and when you can notice the ways that those are impacting what you think you get to achieve next, then you're opening the pathway for your intuition to come through and guide you.
Hot damn. I don't know if I can say that or not, but what you're saying is resonating because I've been doing a lot of work around understanding what I want to do versus what I'm supposed to do and that idea of the energy behind it. So this is really resonating with me on a powerful level. For those of you here with us now, type identity in the chat if you can resonate with this as well, as Jessica brings us to our second tip. So powerful.
All right. Second tip is that your motivation isn't always what moves you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I mean by this? We look at the mind in layers. Your goals represent what you're consciously aware of, right? What you know you want to create next. Unconsciously, you might have other goals that revolve, for example, around meeting unmet needs. So I can give an example of a client that came up this week, if that's helpful in illustrating this one, because it's a little bit more abstract. So yeah. I'm working with this client. I have a one-on-one business magic program where we integrate your intuition into the development of your business. And she was talking to me about how she was explaining what she does to people, and they weren't getting it. And she felt so discouraged by this. And her goal, right, if we're to kind of chunk down what her small goal was in the moment, was just to share what she does and to see if she could get people excited and engaged. Except I could tell from the way she was describing it that what she was actually looking for was validation.
Oof.
This is what I do. Does that make sense to you? And is it okay that I step up into this role? So when we can break down not just your conscious motivation, but also your unconscious motivation. So I gave her some activities to do to help her shift her relationship with that need for validation. And she started, and then we started understanding what really motivated her from within to call her forward into her business. And she started communicating so differently. Right? So where are your unconscious goals interfering with what you consciously believe your goals are? And I guarantee that if you have a goal that you're not meeting easily, that one of these things is at play, at least, if not all three.
I'm saying two of them both are hitting me real hard. I'm feeling like you're smacking me in the face over here.
With love.
Where have you been all my life, Jessica?
With love.
All right. And so what's our third distraction?
So the third intuition interrupter.
Interrupter.
Is that your voice of reason isn't always the reasonable one.
Oh, smack me again, why don't you?
A lot of times, it's not, you think you're not intuitive. You think you don't know. You just wish your intuition would come in and tell you what to do or how to do it. Except your intuition has already spoken. And then you brought in the voice of logic. And the fact of the matter is, more often than not, the voice of logic is telling you all the things that you will lose when you say yes to the next level you. If your intuition is telling you to step forward, your voice of reason is the voice telling you what you're leaving behind.
Oh, wow.
And so what's happening is you're entangling them in your mind and you're thinking that you're not intuitive, but that you've got a pros and cons list.
Mm.
If your intuition is paving the way for you to reach your biggest goal, then your voice of reason, you can invite it into the conversation, right? It might give you some helpful tips. The problem only arises when you don't know the difference. And so I want to reiterate that these three things, they're not something wrong. They're something human.
That's important to note.
And And the valuable piece happens when you can start to understand the difference.
Wow.
And that's the work that we do in developing intuition, is we begin to identify with more clarity. What's the voice of your intuition? What's the voice of your unconscious doubts and fears and self-judgments? What's the voice of the inner critic, the voice of reason? And as we build clarity in that, your connection to your intuition becomes that much stronger.
Wow. That's so beautiful. And it's so funny because I talk about this all the time, right? But you have so beautifully summed this up in such a way that I don't really think I've ever heard anybody describe before. And I'm just amazed and so grateful that you are here today sharing your message, sharing your voice with all of us here at the Voices of Women Summit today, because I think this is what the world needs, not even just in business, but just in life in general. And I'm just so glad to have you here with us today. And so just to summarize, if you could just give us like a quick synopsis, each of the three things, because I'm trying to run through them. What were those three interruptions again?
Yeah. So top three intuition interrupters. Your goals aren't always your soul's goals, right? They're often a goal. They're often infused with a goal to step into an identity that's assumed from outside of yourself. Number two, your motivation doesn't always move you. So oftentimes your conscious motivation, which you think should be moving you towards your goal, is not in alignment with your unconscious motivation. So your unconscious motivation is actually what is most connected to your action or inaction. So getting to know that unconscious motivation is going to and shifting out of the way, because I do have processes for working with the unconscious mind to shift those unconscious motivations that aren't serving you out of the way, so that your intuition can lead you forward in the direction that you want to go. And the third one is that your voice of reason isn't always the reasonable one. Oftentimes, it is the voice of the inner critic that's just arguing with your intuition, and it might have valuable insights, but it sometimes gets confused and sometimes speaks a little bit louder so that you think you're not actually intuitive in the first place.
So powerful. So beautiful. I'm so inspired. So you have a free gift that I am going to be downloading. The Entrepreneur's Intuition, 3 Hidden Keys. Oh, wait, that's your talk title. Sorry, I have the wrong thing highlighted here. My apologies. Here it is. The 7 Pillars of Intuition, a self-assessment for entrepreneurs. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so this is diving in a little bit more deeply to what comes up in terms of blockages with your connection to your intuition. So the self-assessment will give you a little bit more clarity in what areas you can focus in your internal work if you're looking to open that channel wider.
Awesome. So that link is in the chat now. If someone could go ahead and click on that link and check that it's working for us. And I am so excited to be getting that later. And while we're checking on the free link, why don't you go ahead and tell us what your VIP gift entails, the ultimate checklist for getting promoted faster, which... go ahead.
The last one.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that not your VIP gift, or did I hit the wrong thing?
No, that was the previous talk. This is the Intuitive Entrepreneurs Up-Level Kit, Confident Decisions, Aligned Action, and Finished Projects, finally. So it's a bundle of programs, including my Intuitive Decision Makers Playbook and Playlist. So you get a PDF, but also an audio playlist with meditations that will help you connect to your intuition when making decisions.
Wow.
And what entrepreneur does not want to make decisions more easily and quickly? Yes. There's a secret bonus in this one that isn't even listed, but at the end of that playlist, you get a 20-minute, maybe 16 or 17-minute, actually, talk that I did on understanding the difference between intuition and fear.
Ooh.
So that's a little hidden bonus, the intuitive decision-making playlist. And then you also get an invitation to my new Intuitive Doers Day program, which is like a co-working day that starts off with a workshop to shift our mindset into getting done what you need to get done intuitively. And then we come back for a little mini coaching sessions. When you come across a roadblock, we help you get through it intuitively rather than push through it. And of course, we have little party breaks in between too. So that whole package is part of the VIP Intuitive Entrepreneur Bundle, and I'm really excited about it.
That's an amazing package. So I'm blown away. And the to upgrade to VIP, our chat tech support has put that link in the chat, so you can go ahead and upgrade to VIP if you haven't already done so. Jessica's VIP gift alone is more than double what your investment for VIP upgrade is. I believe it's only $49. So you could go ahead and upgrade. And then you also get access to all of the amazing recordings. I know some people like to go and listen to one recording every day throughout the course of the year. So you're primed and ready for International Women's Voice of Women next year. And so I just want to thank you, Jessica, so very much for, again, bringing your gift to this world. Forget the summit, just bringing your gift to the world. I'm so inspired, and I can't wait to check out your free gift and your VIP gift and be in your orbit and unlock my intuition a little more deeply. And so for those of you who are here with us today, stay tuned. Our next speaker is going to be Tracy Benson, Reprogramming Your Internal Operating System, The Neuroscience of Rapid Change, here on Track 11. Very excited to see what she has to say. But before we pop off, Jessica, do you have any final words of wisdom for our listeners today?
I do. The first is, Tracy is actually a great friend of mine and she's awesome. Go to her talk. Second is that I said earlier that your intuition is the spotlight that illuminates the pathway from the impossible into creating your reality. Well, a spotlight can't be seen in broad daylight. And that's a big part of why my work here, I've actually been told by multiple astrologers that my work on this planet is to guide others through their darkness into the light. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this method of accessing intuition is about. It's about getting comfortable with the darkness on the way to that spotlight so that you can have faith in yourself, regardless of whether you see that light shining or not.
Wow. I had such a beautiful visualization as your words, the spotlight and wow. I'm speechless. Thank you so much, Jessica. Thank you to everybody who joined us today and this talk and shared space with us today as Jessica delivered her beautiful and powerful message. And we hope to see you on our next talk with Tracy. Thank you so much, everybody. Cheers.
Wow, that was an amazing speaker. For replays of this talk and all the talks, plus an incredible gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, you can always email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.